Hello, everyone. Let me know you can hear me in the chat. Let me bring up the chat here. And participants, how's everybody doing on this Saturday? It's noon. It's not Saturday morning anymore. I'm still drinking coffee, though. Y'all say hi in the chat. Do it, do it. Oh, my friend Christy is up. All right. At some point, y'all, I do want to do a little demonstration of downloading the podcast because we've had some folks who are struggling a little bit with that. So I just want to do a little demo. Maybe I'll do it at the end. Anybody that has any questions about that, y'all just put it in the Q&A. And speaking of, you can put any questions in the Q&A. Let me just kind of, since this is our newbies, first office hours, let me just kind of let y'all know how this goes. So let me back this up a little bit. There we go. So y'all don't see my lovely ceiling fan and air vent and all that stuff. So what it means for office hours, some of y'all may hear office hours and be like, what is that? Because I didn't really know what that was before I started doing it either. And what that really means is that I am here for the next 2 hours and I will coach whoever wants to get coached, and you can just raise your hand. So down at the bottom, if you are on your computer or on your phone, you should see a raise hand button, and you can just click on that or tap that, and then you will be on the list to coach. And so right now I have two people that are waiting to get coached, Christy and Leah, and you can just get in line. And if you're running around today and you run out of time, then you can just lower your hand and we'll catch you next time. So I usually am here on Saturdays at noon, from noon to 2 Central Time. And then Coach Kathy is usually doing Tuesday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Central Time. So every once in a while, we'll switch off just to give me a Saturday off and to give her a Tuesday night off. But I think this month I'm doing it every Saturday. And I am going to be doing it next Saturday, too, even though we've got camp. I'm just going to slip out for a couple of hours and jump on here and coach y'all that are not going to be in Nashville next week. So good morning, everyone. Mary Smith. Ooh, I see a bunch of April babies. Y'all post in here. Let's see. Who is that? I'm not Kathy. By the way, let me just introduce myself, right? I'm Coach Betsy, and Coach Kathy is the other coach that is going to work with you all. And just to introduce myself real quick, I live in Little Rock, Arkansas. And so I don't live in Nashville with Kathy and Corinne. So I'm here in Little Rock, but so not too far away. I've been a member of PNP forever, since I think 2007, if not before. And I've been coaching with PNP for a couple of years now. Gosh, it's probably been close to 3 years that I've been working with PNP. And I have lost 70 pounds with PNP. I actually lost my weight twice with PNP. And the first time, we weren't really incorporating a lot of the mental work. And so I went through a really tough year in 2013, and I gained some of the weight back. And so that's right when they were kind of, when we were kind of incorporating the mental piece into PNP. And I got coaching and I lost the weight for good this time. So I am definitely one of the success stories, along with a lot of you all in here. And you're a success story if you're just part of the tribe, right? I mean, it is just a success and a victory to just have pulled the trigger. And I need to think of another thing besides pulled the trigger to join the tribe. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, I am not Kathy. I am Betsy. So I am Coach Betsy. So you'll see Kathy and me in the tribe with you. We both answer questions and ask coaches. We both do these coaching calls. So you will see all of us, you know, the both of us all around doing stuff. So yeah. So some of y'all have family around here. Awesome. All right, so let's get started. And some of you newbies, don't be afraid to raise your hand. You can ask me anything. I actually already see some stuff in the Q&A, but if you want to get on screen with me and coach for a little while or just ask me a question, go for it. Go for it. Kind of, you know, again, pull another trigger, right? And just jump on for some coaching or just to ask a question. So, okay, I'm going to get started with Christy. All right. Okay. Hey, got to do your join audio.
All right.
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm okay.
And your pretty butterflies.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it. What's up?
Okay, so I had a binge earlier today, so I figured I might as well just get on here and process.
Yes, tell me all about it.
Okay, so I hurt my knee on Thursday, so I can't exercise right now, which is driving me up a wall. Like, I'm antsy as fuck.
Okay, is that true, that you can't exercise?
I can do upper body.
Yes.
It doesn't give me quite the same effect, but I can do upper body.
So that's one thing. I mean, that's one lie, right?
Yeah.
So, okay.
I have been doing upper body.
Okay.
I've been doing it. It's not the same.
Right.
I'm not worried about weight loss with it. It just helps my depression and anxiety a lot. So, and then I got some bad financial news yesterday. And so that's weighing on me. This morning I went to the store, to grocery shop. And before I even got there, I was like, oh, why don't you get a piece of cake or blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, that is not going to make you feel better. You're not going to do that. Just no. So I am grocery shopping and I'm like, you know, no, just get what you need and go. Mm-hmm. And I ended up getting something that's more healthy, but a treat anyway, you know. And so I had to go to Whole Foods too, and I wanted to eat them in the car, and I'm like, no, you're not going to do this. Stop it. Just, you know, just try to sit with the discomfort. I did all the mm-hmm. things, got to Whole Food, didn't eat them in between, you know, each store. So that I was like, okay, maybe you've got this. And then I ended up getting some chocolate at Whole Food. And then I get to the car after that. And then I eat the chocolate and the little oatmeal bites that I had. And then I was like, well, I might as well just blow it and go on by the diner that you like and have nachos, the vegan nachos, blah, blah, blah. That I didn't do, but I did stop and get like these chickpea puffs, and I had those too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so there we all are.
Have you done your recovery worksheet yet?
Yes.
Okay, so what did you learn? What I want to back up, because what you said, well, first off, you got some bad financial news.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get some bad financial news, you got some financial news.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And your thought is that it is bad.
Yeah, I guess.
Argue with me. Challenge me on that.
Yeah.
You got some news in regards to money, right? Mm-hmm. And so what's your thought on that?
There's a lot of shame associated with it.
What's the shame? What's the shame coming from? Where's the pain point?
With the financial stuff?
Mm-hmm. The shame is the feeling, right? So.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I've been trying. I mean, the thought is I've been trying so hard to adult and, mm-hmm. you know, like here's one other thing where it's fallen apart, you know. Because I've been trying to, and I'm, it's also frustration because I've been doing so much better in that area than I ever have, you know. But I just can't get us caught up, you know, from 3 years ago, especially. So, but yeah, there's a lot of shame there with that.
You can't get as caught up as quickly as you want to?
Well, yeah, I can't get as caught up to keep, like, I mean, we're basically.
I mean, you don't have to tell me, you know, and you don't have to share.
Yeah.
You don't want to share, but it's just.
I mean, we're going to have ramifications that mm-hmm. I don't know that I can keep from happening.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm, you know. So I'm. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not about trying to get it as fast as I want to. It's just try to keep things from mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. falling apart.
You're going to handle it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any choice. Mm-hmm. Just trying to figure out how to handle it.
Because you might just, right now, you might just be like, I'm going to handle it. We're going to figure this out. It's not, I mean, that doesn't feel great, right?
Yeah.
But it's, okay, this is what we got. Because, I mean, financial news is a pretty easy kind of circumstance, right? It's just, it's numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's totally neutral until you have a thought about it.
Yeah.
So how do you want to think about it?
I don't know. I mean, it's like, I don't even know. I mean, to me, it feels so dire that there's not even a positive way to think about it.
What about just like a neutral way to think about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it doesn't sound like you're ready to move to positive yet.
Yeah.
And you may not be ready to move to neutral yet, right? But you may just be at a place where it's like, I need to feel some shame right now. I need to feel all the feels and not cover it up with food anymore.
Yeah.
Not push it down. Because, you know, that whole beach ball thing, right? Like, like when you push it down, it's just going to come back up even
more
higher, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
For our newbies, that's kind of a metaphor of, if you're pushing your feelings down, it's like you push a beach ball underwater, and you know how that goes. It doesn't stay down there very long, and then it pops back up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, kind of handling that beach ball just on the water right now.
Yeah.
And so you tried with the food. So how do you feel right now?
Crappy. Like, I knew before it even happened, it wasn't going to help.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I kept telling myself that, like, this, the food's not going to help. Like,
You said when you were in the store, you just ended up, you know, buying something. And that's some language to kind of watch, right? You're like, you ended up. And so it's almost like it was out of your control, or you're thinking it was out of your control. But can you back up and really think, like, when you picked up that, whatever that was, you know,
Yeah. I mean, and it was all very conscious. Like, mm-hmm. I was trying to fight it, you know.
Yeah, you were white knuckling through it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were white knuckling between the two stores.
Mm-hmm.
And you were white knuckling, you know, in Whole Foods. And then you just ran out of, you know, ran out of willpower when you got out of Whole Foods.
Yeah.
I have been there so many times. You know, you think you're like, okay, let me just get out of here, you know, but you're white knuckling through the whole process. And so it's just a matter of, you know, when that's happening to me, I literally just like concentrate on my breathing because, you know, your body, you're literally tensing up.
Yeah. And I was trying to focus on the sensations in my body. And I kept saying, this is as bad as it's going to get. Like, it's okay. And, you know, I was trying all that and I still don't know why I couldn't.
You justified it in some way. Did you figure out how you justified it on your worksheet, or can you figure that out right now? Because that's what happened, right? There was some, your brain is scanning for justifications. How can I make this be okay? How can I make this make sense? I want this. How can I get this? What was it that finally allowed you to do it?
Well, and I said to, like, I think it was something to the effect of, like, my discomfort muscle is worn out. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, I've been sitting in discomfort for, you know, how many ever days now just because of my knee. Like, I've been in pain. I've been upset about that. And then, yeah, I just... And then, of course, after the first thing, then it's like, well, fuck it. You know, like, you might as well just blow it.
Right, right. But that first, and it's that chain, right? Those chains we talk about that start. And if you can break that first chain or even that second chain, that's a total win, right? But the first chain was, you know, your brain somehow said, I deserve this for, you know, hurt my knees hurt. Then I got this news, you know, F it, whatever, I'm going to do it. And, you know, you may have made a little bit better choice in terms of, you know, the food item or whatever.
Yeah,
and that's another justification, right? It's like, oh, this is better. And so that was the first chain. And then it just continued on from there. So, So it's just, you know, it's a classic, you know, kind of binge process.
Yeah, I think that's what did me in, was when I was like, well, go ahead and get that, because that's something you would normally eat anyway, because it's very healthy. It's on your protocol. But I was missing, you know, at the time, that you're still doing the same damn thing. Like, you're eating when you're not hungry, you're trying to buffer with food. And that's what did me in. I was just,
after you buy the first thing, it's like, oh, okay, we're doing this.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing this. If we're going to do this, let's go all out and just do it right.
Yeah.
And then
I think there's some connection that I can't quite put my finger on between the shame of the news and the shame of binging, like, because the feelings are so the same, which is weird of why you would want to recreate that with a fucking binge, but, you know.
Well, it's a feeling you're in the habit of feeling.
Yeah.
You know, and in a weird way, it could be like your brain's way of just reinforcing a habit.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
That's kind of something to think about. Like, I mean, you know, and we all go back to, you know, all of our thought downloads and models and all of that, you know, we usually go to, our go-to feelings are usually just three or four of the same ones, you know, over and over again, because that's what our brain and our bodies are used to feeling. So I think that's totally, totally normal. So I think for you, it's going back to the, doing some journaling around your knee injury, and then doing some more journaling around this financial news, and really working on even just putting the financial news in the C-line. Get as detailed as you can in terms of, as detailed and as neutral as you can about that information. And just even seeing that on paper, I think will really help you. And maybe don't even work the rest of, of the, you know, the model. And for our newbies, we'll talk about models, and, you know, later on. So don't worry about that. But, you know, just look at it, just see it there as that circumstance, and just ponder that for a little while. And also your knee injury is totally neutral too.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all just stuff that happens. These are all just circumstances. And so sometimes the biggest lesson can be like, okay, this is totally neutral. Totally neutral. And how can I get it to neutral?
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope. I just wanted to process that.
Yeah.
Since it happened 2 hours ago, I figured might as well get
Well, and that's the whole thing. And this is for everybody, y'all. And because, you know, we now teach the recovery worksheet in first module. Y'all do these recovery worksheets as soon as you can after an overeat or a binge. I mean, because even now, you talking about it a couple of hours ago, you're first off, your brain doesn't want to think about it.
Exactly. You
know? It thinks that it's over with and done, and it was uncomfortable or whatever, and it doesn't want to process it.
Yeah, threw a big fit about coming on here, I can tell you.
Yeah. And I mean, even just me asking you stuff, like, you really had to kind of go back, right, and think. And so when you're, you know, by yourself filling out a worksheet, you know, it's going to take some time to really dig back in there. But that's what the worksheets are for, you know, that digging, and to really think about what was going on during that time, because it's so important to be aware of that and not have shame around the overeat itself and not beat yourself up over it. And so what would you do differently next time? What did you put on your worksheet?
I wouldn't even like justify the first thing that I bought, like, that, you know. Because it's the same problem. You're just like trying to paint it and make it look.
Yeah.
You know, what's the saying? You're trying to put lipstick on a pig.
On a pig. I was about to say, yeah. Because, you know, it doesn't even matter what the food is, right? Yes. It doesn't even matter that it's healthier or whatever.
Yeah.
If you're not hungry, it doesn't matter. Yeah. And, you know, I swear these health food stores have created their own kind of Frankenfoods now, right? That are, you know, supposedly kind of, you know, healthy and all natural or whatever, but it's still just this snacky stuff that, you know, is fine if you are physically hungry, but, So our brain, that's just another way for our brain to kind of justify it. So,
yes.
Yeah. Definitely. All right. Well, good work, lady.
Thank you.
You're doing the work. All right. And I hope your knee feels better soon.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. See ya. Bye.
Okay.
All right. Almost end of the meeting, y'all. Okay. Oh, we got a line of people here. Leah and then Deanna, you will be next. Hey.
Does that work? Can you hear me now?
Yes. Real quick, let me answer a question in here real quick.
Sure.
Someone's saying, can you give advice to Christy in the comments? And absolutely, y'all can say anything that you want to Christy in the comments. Any kind of support or recommendations. I think somebody had a podcast or something. So, yeah, that's how it works. All right. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm out shopping for camp because I'll see you next weekend.
Yes. Excited. What's up?
Well, I had a thought yesterday. You know, I've gotten really good at my 24-hour plans. I've done 24-hour plans since last October without fail. And it's been really good about creating a habit. But now that I'm no longer obsessing about food, I have this really full life with all the things that I want to accomplish now, because I have the confidence in myself to, you know, kind of explore and grow. And, you know, I bought a house. I'm closing the Monday that I get back from camp. I'm closing that day.
Awesome. Exciting.
And so I'll be doing some work on the house prior to moving in. I won't move into the end of May. So I have all the things that I want to get done, but I kind of don't know where to start. Like, I'm not very good at, at first I try to, you know, do some schedule blocking, but I started having the same argument that I had in the very beginning about the 24-hour plan. Well, it's too hard. I can't. What if I want to be spontaneous? All these things that are coming up. So I wrote down and I did a TDL yesterday and it was like, Leah, how do you create a habit? Well, you create a habit by making a plan, whatever it looks like, and then assessing every night. So that's the only thing that I can think of to do. But I just, you know, part of my job is just responding to problems at work. So it's, so I'm justifying again, these are all justifications. I can't time block at work because I'm at other people's, you know, schedules. I can't do, I can't. But I know for me to take the next level up in terms of leveling up my life, I've leveled up my food. So that's, you know, I've gotten that. How do I level up my life? I'm back to being kind of a newbie in that I'm sitting in my dirty diaper and I don't know where to start when it comes to my schedule. And all there's all these things that I want to get done in life now. And I don't know how to fit them all in and I don't know how to organize it. And okay. I don't know. That's why I'm calling.
Okay. So I think you go back to what you learned and kind of, you know, you were having the same thoughts when you were working on doing your 24-hour plan, right? Like, how can I be spontaneous? How can I, you know, decide when I'm going to eat ahead of time when I don't know what's going on, blah, blah, blah. It's very same questions. How can I schedule things when I don't know what's going to be happening during the day? So if you were to answer that, you were supposed to ask yourself that, and then what would your answer be? How can I schedule things if I don't know how my day is going to go?
I'm drawing a blank.
Okay, what was your answer when you said, when you ask yourself, how can I make a 24-hour plan when I don't know what's going on during the day? I don't know what I'm going to eat. I don't know what food is going to be there.
I would make it general. I'd be like proteins, veggies, complex carbs. So I made it in like a category.
Okay, so how can you make your schedule general?
I could be like, you know, respond to email or, you know, review document or something of that nature. I could make it in general, right? I guess. And part of it is I spend so much time on social media. I think I waste a lot of time. I don't want to use that. That's a thought. So I've realized by looking at this, my time management is not where I'd like it to be. I know that I can't compare myself to Corinne because she like blocks, you know, everything. That's where I want to get. And I know that it's just like people wanting to follow her 24-hour plan. I mean, it's taken her years to get there and I get that. But I don't know. I just want to manage my time the way I manage my food. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I'm trying to. Okay.
And you absolutely can. But here's the deal. When you were first managing your food, it didn't go perfectly every day, right?
No, it didn't.
And so when you're working on managing your time, that's not going to go perfectly either. It's exactly the same thing. You are going to make a plan for your day and then you're going to assess it at the end of the day. And it's not going to go exactly the way you planned. And that's okay, right? And you don't beat yourself over it. You figure out what you can learn from your assessment at the end of the day. You can say, oh, I need more time for that, you know, that thing, whatever it is, next time. Or I really need to pay attention to, you know, when I have a phone call, I need to put that into my calendar or, you know, whatever it is in terms of, you know, you just learn from the imperfect process of planning every day, just like you do with your 24-hour plan. So are you thinking it needs to be perfect every day?
I right now I'm doing the whole, you know, I need to find the perfect planner and because I use Corinne's planner for my food and stuff. So that's really good. But the section where she just has the time block, I don't really, you know, I was like, that's not enough. I'm going to go and find some system, right? So I'm spinning right now, but I probably just need to get a sheet of paper and just write the times out and just start from the basics, you know.
Start with a sheet of paper. I have a couple of recommendations. You know, Corinne talks about the Brendan Burchard planner. I'll put these in the comments or whatever. It's the, actually, I've got it. because I'm going to start using it later on, but High Performance Planner. Okay. I think that's what it's called. And then I currently use the Michael Hyatt Full Focus Planner. But again, all of these are literally books that have exactly what is on the 24-hour plan. They have all the times during the day, and you fill them in. There's nothing magic about these planners. It literally could be a piece of paper. And I think you need to start with a piece of paper because you need to just get started. You don't need to be, swirling around in confusion about which planner.
Right.
Just decide you're going to do a piece of paper for the next 2 weeks or whatever. Okay. And or order something and then just use a piece of paper until whatever comes. And so that's decided. That's done. And then you just write it out and you guess and you, you don't know, especially starting off. Again, this is exactly like food planning, right? You don't know how much food you're going to need. You don't know when you're going to need to eat. You don't know when you're going to get hungry or how much, you're going to need to stay satisfied. That's exactly the way it is with this, where you don't know how long things are going to take. And here's the other thing. Here's the other way it is exactly like food. You are going to have urges to go off your plan, just like you do with food. You're going to have an urge to get on Facebook. You're going to have an urge to go shopping. You're going to have an urge to take a nap. I work from home and, I sit with urges all day to, go empty the dishwasher or sit and watch TV, when I have planned other things on my calendar. And so it is allowing urges just like it is with food.
Okay.
Yeah. And so you're saying you're like a newbie at this, and you are, but you are an expert at your food planning, and it is exactly the same thing. So I think this you will get really good at really quick because it's the same skills that you're using for your food planning.
Okay.
So, okay. And okay. Are you going to do it on the weekends too?
Yeah. I mean, I want to do it I want to kind of liken it to my 24-hour plan. I think I should, because for a long time as someone that, abused food her whole life from age 15 to when I met you guys, 47 or whatever, 46. I feel like my thought is I missed out on participating in life, and now I'm trying to, recapture that. So I just want to make sure I don't miss anything out. I don't miss out on anything because I'm not being efficient with my time.
Okay. So how is that thought helping you that you missed out on life?
And I just, when I said it out loud, I realized you're going to call me on that because that is a horrible thought. That's horrible. That's not helping me at all. That's making me anxious.
I mean, what if your life was supposed to go exactly the way that it did? Exactly. It was perfect.
Wow. Yeah, I never thought about that that way.
And it was, because that's the way it went.
Yeah. So what happens right now?
Yeah. I mean, when I heard that thought, I think I was going through life coach school and I was just, we got this book with all these thoughts, and I swear sometimes I just curl up with that book because it has these thoughts that are just the most, they create so much peace for me because it's like everything happens the way it's supposed to. Everything is just went perfectly the way it was supposed to. And, for a lot of folks, that's hard to grasp at first. But even just practicing that thought and just asking yourself, what if I believe that thought? How would I operate today? I mean, that can just really open up your whole mind.
Yeah.
Where you're exactly where you need to be. Yeah.
Right.
So do some journaling and stuff on that. And just, that was a game changer for me. So it's like when you're doing these plans, be aware of that. Am I coming from a place of scarcity? I mean, that's where you are right now, where you're like, I got to make up for all this lost time. Or are you coming from a place of abundance where you have all this time and you feel so good, and your food is taken care of, so you can spend your time doing these other things, and what are all these things you want to do, and the world is my oyster. I mean, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? I mean, you could think that instead.
But that thought is what helped me stop binging, because I went from a thought of scarcity to one of abundance, that food was always going to be there, so I didn't have to cram it in my mouth. And it was, I could eat whatever I wanted, right?
And so what if time will be there? Like, time is there.
Like, you kind of just stopped me in my shoes with this. I didn't think about it the same way. And I actually want to cry, and I'm trying to not cry, because that's very powerful what you just told me. Wow. I'm so glad I called in.
Good. Yeah. It's just like to feel abundant about time, and I'm doing some of my own work on, you know, on time right now. That is just a game changer, because you just, if you always think, you know, there's always enough time, then you will just live your life very differently, probably.
Okay.
Wow. So work on some thoughts there to practice.
I will.
And do a schedule every day. And if, you know, I know you've got an awesome accountability group. You could start, because I think y'all send each other your 24-hour plans. You could start posting your daily plans too to somebody or to a group or something. And be accountable, because you got those 24-hour plans down. You know, you got your food plan down. Mm-hmm. So this could be something new that you could be accountable to, you know, or with them.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing that. That's a great idea. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. I'll see you next weekend.
Okay. See ya. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Y'all are so sweet. Okay. Somebody remind me to put the planners into the comments, or I'll actually put it into the notes of this call when it's recorded. Okay, Deanna, let's get you on here. Where is she? There she is. Hello. Hey, I can't hear you. You got to do join audio. Should be down at the bottom. Can't hear you yet. Should be able, or it should pop up, or you should see join audio down at the bottom. There we go. Let's see. Are you there? Oh, I can't hear you. Yeah, maybe try it without the headphones. Let me see if I can do something.
Hello?
Yes, there you are.
Oh, wow.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? Are you one of our newbies?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yay.
I'm so glad I waited.
Yes. So how are you doing with everything, and how's it going so far?
Good. I'm excited.
Good.
And I'm learning a lot, a little at a time.
Awesome. That's the way to do it. Don't do too much at once. So,
yeah.
All right. So what's going on?
So my question is, what can I do when I know that I want to eat because I'm trying to soothe myself? Mm-hmm. What can I do?
Okay. So at first it's recognizing what you're wanting to soothe yourself from. So kind of have an example of something like that.
Yeah, like last night, in the middle of the night, I woke up and I had anxiety about today, something that I had to do today. And I couldn't go back to sleep. So I went to watch some TV, and then the thought started coming, oh, you did well today. It won't matter if you have a little something. And I had already eaten everything on my plan. So you had a few snacks, and I literally knew that I was anxious, and I was doing it for that reason. And also the TV right away starts triggering, what can I eat? You know?
Right. Okay, yeah, so this is a pretty easy one, and you will hear Corinne say this over and over again for folks who have trouble sleeping. Mm-hmm. You lay there. You lay there. Okay. You don't get out of bed. Okay. Because that is, you know, that's obviously like a cue to your body to kind of get up and wake up. And then again, like yeah. you said, I mean, and then so you don't look at your phone, you don't turn on the TV, you okay. lay there with your thoughts and your feelings and, you know, breathe through them, just let them kind of run. And then you can practice new thoughts too. But it is just a matter of practicing sitting with those thoughts and letting yourself kind of just feel them and really be getting curious yeah. about, you know, what you're thinking at the time, but also what's going on in your body. Like, what does anxiety feel like in your body in terms of, you know, maybe your heart is beating a little bit faster. Maybe you're sweating. Maybe you're got a lump in your throat or something like that. I know that's the way I am. So it's yeah. all about, and that's what we call, that's really what we call about, you know, just practicing feeling our feelings, because mm-hmm. feelings are not going to hurt us. Anxiety yeah. is not going to hurt us in terms of, you know, it's just a vibration in our body. And so, you know, when we're laying in bed, that's a way that we can just kind of relax. We can really kind of scan our whole body and just yeah. lay there and until you go back to sleep, because you will probably eventually go back to sleep. Yeah. But it's the whole act of getting up and right. doing things, that's a distraction, right? That's not yeah. actually addressing what's going
you're
on.
You're more likely to fall back asleep if you lay there.
If you're in bed, right.
And also, I knew that I was anxious, but I didn't really want to spend time thinking about it or feeling it. So that's an interesting idea, like to think about why, think it through.
Right.
Because I wanted to go straight to getting it away.
Right.
So,
yeah, it's just okay. really about getting to know yourself and getting to know, I mean, you know, your body, you feel feelings just because it's kind of a habit. It's what you've felt for a long time. And so when you kind of really get to know yourself and get to know the same thoughts you have over and over again mm-hmm. and the same feelings you have, then they're less, you know, they seem less intense. They seem less, foreign to you or scary to you, because you accept them and you let them in and you just let yourself feel. But again, when you're distracting, when you're, you know, pushing them down with the, I was talking about the beach ball earlier, when you, mm-hmm. you push your feelings down with food or with, you know, TV or Facebook or drugs or alcohol or whatever it is, then they're just going to come up that much more. And so, yeah, but it's a practice, and I will say it is not, you know, it's not fun at first, usually, you know, it's not comfortable, yeah. but a practice of actually feeling your feelings is, I mean, is just the, that's the, I mean, that's the solve to weight loss, because when you, yeah. when you know you can feel anything, then you're not pushing your feelings down with food when you're not hungry, you know, yeah. so.
I guess. I just want to remember this next time it happens and try it. Cause you know, sometimes you, well, a lot of times you're automatic.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Responses
yeah.
to things. So I got to try to remember.
Yes. And also, I mean, just know that, you know, you're practicing, right? So that means you're not going to do it perfectly. You may mm-hmm. still end up eating, and that's mm-hmm. okay. You know, mm-hmm. you may still get up at first, you know, it's all of that. Like, you know, we were talking in the beginning, small steps, right? Mm-hmm. And so maybe the first step might be just like, I'm going to try not to get, you know, I'm going to lay here for 10 minutes and then I'm going to reassess, you know, I'm okay. going to lay here for another 10 minutes and reassess. I mean, we're talking yeah. small steps, but, right. That just build up to, you know, to the big, you know, the big wins, but it's all these little wins of, okay, at least I laid here for another 10 minutes and I still ended up getting up, but I practice laying here and feeling my feelings. And so just small steps for now.
If I got up and wrote.
Yes.
What would I will just write how I feel.
Just write.
A thought download, right?
What's going on in your mind. We call that a thought download here. That's mm-hmm. just a fancy name for journaling. What's going mm-hmm. on in your head. You just kind of dump everything yeah. out of your head onto paper, what you're feeling, what you're thinking. That definitely is a good kind of middle step. Thank you for reminding me of that, where, yeah, you could still get up and do that. And then, you know, that may lead to you, you know, just going back to sleep and, you know, you may feel a little better after that. Just right. You got everything out. And, so yeah, so absolutely. But also you can do that during the day, right? I mean, you can do that other times and then you may be less likely to feel the anxiety or to even wake up in the first place. So that's definitely something you want to get in the habit of doing just, you know, every morning or every evening or something, just journaling how you, you know, how your day went, how you felt, all the thoughts that you're, that are going through your mind. And then you can also just practice, come up with a new thought to practice. Like when, if you do wake up and say, you know, I'm going to be okay. This will pass, you know, something like that, that you can kind of like a little mantra or something that you can practice while you're laying there, you know, and even do some meditation or deep breathing or something like that too. So,
I'll be able to see this video, right? So I can.
Yes. So this will be recorded. Yes, it'll be recorded. If you go onto the website, and let me just tell you real quick, and I'm going to, because I want to tell everybody this. So if you go to pnptribe.com and you go on, and up at the top, it says video replays. And so you will see it'll say Coaching with Betsy, and it'll have today's date. And so you'll be able to watch it. And then it'll also go into the podcast.
This is great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks so much for calling me.
Nice to meet you.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Deanna. I just realized I haven't taken notes. So we had Deanna. That was such a good question. Leah and Christy. Deanna was waking up. That's my little note for her. Okay. Amaka, I want us to make sure I'm pronouncing your name right. Hey there. Okay. Join audio.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's Amaka, right? Amaka?
Yes, Amaka.
Okay, Corinne says it wrong.
I don't want to correct the queen. So you guys
correct her. I will correct her when I see her next week and say
I'll see you guys next week too.
Oh, so. Okay, so you can tell her in person.
Yeah.
All right.
So before I tell my question, I had a really quick thought that came to my head. That I was going on too many coaching calls and I was going to be like annoying. So I like did a quick little model and I feel less like embarrassed about me.
So what is your thought? What is your thought?
It was, I must be so annoying to the coaches. I'm doing calls too much.
But what is your new thought that you came up with?
I want the help and I paid for my membership, so might as well.
And you help other people too in the process.
Yeah, okay,
if everyone thought that, I would be sitting here like with crickets, right? And nothing
exactly,
to do in 2 hours. So no, absolutely not. I'm so glad you come on and get coached. All right. So what's going on?
So yesterday I was talking to my therapist and I was just realizing that I still feel like really alone in this journey. I have an accountability group. I love them. I do the Marco Polo with them. But I just feel like it's still hard for me to either self-motivate or find enough compelling reasons to help me, like, you know, when it's a Friday night and I'm just, you know, bored. My family don't really get it. I mentioned PNP one time when I did a coaching call at my parents' house. My mom was in the way. I told my dad about it. He was like, all you need is just to eat in moderation and, you know, try this keto thing. And I was like, well, that's the reason why I'm not going to bring you up into the conversation anymore. So I still feel like, what else? I just feel alone in this journey. I'm trying to figure out, I haven't found those few things to be like, yes, no matter what, like that cake is not worth me, you know, is less important than the goal that I have.
Okay. So let's start with the alone thing, because that's a feeling, right?
I don't know.
And so what is the thought that is leading to that feeling of alone? Like the circumstance is your weight loss journey, right? So
yeah.
So what are you thinking about your weight loss journey right now that makes you feel alone?
I'm like kind of stalled. I'm just not, I'm also reading other people's posts and they're having more of a weight loss than I am. So I feel like there's something I'm missing. Or I read into it, or somebody talks about like, oh, my spouse is so supportive. And I'm just like, oh, I don't have that. So I just like look at things I don't have whenever I read posts. I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like I don't have a spouse or a boyfriend or something to even like vent off, you know, frustrations. And then my family, there's, even though my mom is also like overweight, but it's different like mindset. She's like, I've had four kids. It doesn't matter for me and stuff like that. So she's still, but she's still doing all right. I just, I don't know. I'm like rambling now.
Okay. So you're saying you don't have anyone to vent to, but you said you have an accountability group.
Yeah. But I don't
know.
Like,
tribe, the whole Facebook page. You have now 5,000 plus people. to vent to.
I feel like I don't want to be that person to just keep venting negatives, not negative stuff, but I also don't want to like make the newbies feel like, oh God, this is what the tribe is about, to people bitching and moaning.
So
I know I have horrible thoughts.
So you know that all that is bullshit because you're laughing. So it's like, just like I said with you getting on here, you know, you're going to help someone else because someone else feels the exact same way you do. They're not in a relationship. They live alone, whatever it is. And they're like, oh my God, I feel exactly the same way. And that's the whole point of this community, is to share things like that. So the quick answer is quit thinking that you don't need to, you know, you shouldn't post one more time, because what if that is the one time that someone who really needs to see that sees it?
Yeah.
I mean, you could even see yourself as like a little, you know, you're like a PNP, like little assistant coach running around, where you are just post your issues, and you are there to, I mean, you're obviously there to get help for yourself,
but
you're there to help other people too, because you do. I know you do. It's a fact. You can see your posts and people commenting and stuff and other people learning from it. And once again, if you didn't post and everybody else felt that same way and thought that same way, our Facebook group will be crickets too.
Exactly. Yeah. I just feel like it's easier for me to help. I don't know why I use quotes, because that's not even worth quoting. It's easier for me to help other people. And it's also like my job, but to help myself, it's like a foreign concept to help myself. I don't know. Is this like weird?
It's not weird. It's totally not weird, but it's totally normal just like, you know, with everybody else, everybody's like, I would never say the things that I say to myself to someone else. Right. I mean, we all say that.
Yeah.
And so that's totally normal. But even if it's a foreign concept for you to seek help for yourself, that's still not a good enough reason to not do it. It's just something you haven't done before, something you're new to, but you've done it quite a bit already. And I think you've gotten some help, right? And
yeah, definitely.
It probably felt really uncomfortable at first, and now it feels a lot easier. And you just keep doing it. Just keep doing it, because you're helping yourself and you're helping others, especially all these newbies we got in the group. So, you know, you just keep going and you just keep doing it. And when you think, you know, something like, because I mean, you may still always have these thoughts of, why am I trying to help myself? Blah, blah, blah. Then that's when you know, work on the new thoughts, right? In terms of just practicing those new thoughts. But you were talking about compelling reason. So
I pulled up my notes that I did when I went through No BS the first time, and I was like, oh God, my thoughts are not good. I literally wrote down, go to a bar and be talked to by a guy without having to say a word. Because if I'm skinny, I'm attractive anyway. I corrected that and I said that's negative.
But think about how far you've come since then.
Yeah, I said that's a negative thought. My personality is enough and he's not worth my time. So I wrote that. So I'm like, yes. So I approve. I said I want to be able to go shopping with friends, because I remember a time where I went shopping and I had to leave. Well, I left because I couldn't find anything that fit me, and I just like cried myself to sleep and ate. Mm-hmm. I wanted to look good naked. Just gonna tell you all my life. And I have my brother's getting, he's married already, but they're having a wedding reception in August. So I want to, you know, just look good for the pictures and stuff.
Okay. So those are your reasons. Some of your reasons. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you definitely want to have more than one reason mm-hmm. to kind of draw from. But what do you expect from those compelling reasons? How do you think things are going to go when you have that perfect compelling reason?
I just want it to be more in the forefront on a daily basis. So it's, I don't want to ever forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want
and that's to be easy, right? I mean, that's like, you can put it in your phone, you can put it on a sticky note, you know, in your car or on your bathroom mirror or whatever. I mean, you can develop a habit of, when you feel an urge coming on to eat off plan or to not work out or whatever it is, then you revisit those reasons.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, and this is for everybody. It's not going to make it any easier to not eat. It's not going to make it any less uncomfortable to not eat.
Yeah, I guess for me, it's like making sure that I can have that pause in between. This thought, this, I don't know how to practice that, like, I want a cake, whatever it is, and then stopping for even 10 mm-hmm. seconds and just really reevaluating. I think that's what I have trouble with. I don't just like, okay, I want it, I have it. I don't like being uncomfortable. Let me just have it and eat it.
And so it's a matter of practicing that discomfort, right? And what I was talking about, like one of the last, or an urge I had the other day, I've kind of worked on, like, when I feel an urge coming on, I say, okay, I am gluing myself to wherever I am. You know, I was sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
I am gluing myself to the couch until this thing passes. So I am not, you know, because you immediately want to, because it's uncomfortable, right? And so you immediately want to get up and distract and either go eat or go do something else so you don't have to feel all the discomfort. And it's like, nope, I am doing the work because I am worth it. Because I want all of these things, all those things you listed,
mm-hmm.
but I am going to glue myself to this couch, and it's not like it's painful for me to sit, you know, sit here on this couch. It's a comfy couch, you know, but I'm going to be physically comfortable, but I am not going to move from this couch until this urge is over with. And so I'm going to let my brain go through all the crap, and I'm going to let my body, you know, feel all the tension and the hot and the pressure and whatever it is, you know, when you get an urge. And I tell you what, when you can come out of that, you know, and I was talking about it last week, you know, I talk about, like, it's a wave, right? You, like, you're riding the wave of an urge. And so it washes over you, but then it eventually goes back out. And for some people that's 30 seconds. For some people that's 5 minutes. For some people that's an hour. For some people that may be even longer. But it's, you know, it definitely gets shorter over time with practice. And, you know, and it's, and again, it's just, it's uncomfortable. It's not fun, but it is definitely worth it, you know, in the end.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just a matter of practicing sitting with that discomfort and saying, when you have that, because sometimes an urge comes on and you don't even really become conscious of it until maybe it's a little bit stronger. But when you become conscious, that's when you say, okay, ding, 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 we are going to sit here and just do, you know, just get real curious about everything that's going on. Just like I was saying to Deanna about laying there, you know, feeling her feelings. This is all about feeling your feelings and listening to your brain. Just go through all the possibilities, all the justifications, and nope, we're not doing any of that. So, and that's where you can revisit your, I mean, that's where you can really remind yourself of your compelling reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did have one quick question about camp. Is there anything I should like pair in terms of like questions or anything I want to work on? Just so
We're going to do all that at camp. I actually just reviewed Corinne's whole presentation yesterday. And so all that's going to be part of work at camp. So,
okay, so just bring the Kleenex. Just bring the Kleenex?
You don't have to bring Kleenex. We have a box of Kleenex on every table. We are so freaking prepared after we've done this so many times. And then we have extra Kleenex.
Okay, good.
There will be pictures for sure. But I think the one thing that's a little bit different, we wanted y'all to bring your planner, you know, whatever kind of planner you use. And so be sure and bring that. But everything else, you're going to get a workbook. And then, yeah, we're going to go through everything that you want to. But, you know, just be thinking about what you want to work on, what you might want to get coached on, because, you know, you'll have the opportunity to raise your hand and get coached in the room with Corinne. So.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to see ya.
Me too. I can't wait to meet everyone.
I know. It's going to be so fun. All right. I got a line of people here, so I'm going
to go.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye. Oh, that was good. Oh, good. I'm so glad the glued to the couch thing works. All right, y'all. Oh, my gosh. I got a line here. Not sure if I'll get to everybody, but I've got Laura and then Ivana and then Jennifer Brown. And then Alexis. I'm probably get through at least four people, but we will see. Maybe five or six. Let's see. Okay. Lara. Hi. Join audio.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Hi. mine can be really quick.
Okay.
And Amaka, I'm right there with you. I feel like I get on too many calls, but that's what it's here for, right?
So. No. That's what's
okay. Good. I finally have a non-work related question for you. So I feel like I had my first kind of toddler moment yesterday, like legitimately toddler. I was cooking and meal prepping and everything smelled really good. I've seen people talk about how they feel like angry or sad about how little food that they're getting to have. And I haven't felt deprived at all in this whole journey. Like I felt, you know, I'm making space for healthy versions of things I love, like just trying to level them up a little bit. Enchiladas, you know, lasagna, all this stuff.
Keep talking. Okay. Keep talking.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. So I've been doing all of that and it's been going great. And so last night I literally was cooking, turkey meatloaf for the week and, spaghetti with, I eat lentils, pasta and stuff. And I felt like I was just so indignant that I was not hungry. And I literally was making the spaghetti and meatballs with these like gluten-free meatballs that I've never had before. So I didn't even know if they would be good. And I was making them thinking, oh, I'll save this for the rest of the week. And then I was waiting and waiting to get hungry like normal. That's fine. I never feel deprived. And so it was like, I had coffee with MCT oil in the morning. I had two scrambled eggs with a scoop of potatoes, onions, and peppers, like a little scoop. And my awesome accountability group, who is wonderful, we have a new challenge for the month of always leaving two bites and sending our picture to each other. So I left my bite at lunch and then that was at noon. It was like 9 p.m. I still wasn't hungry and I haven't had this happen before, but I literally just had like a full on toddler moment and I feel so ridiculous. And then one of my accountability partners was like kind of talking through on Marco Polo, like, is this a deeper thing? And like, do you just feel like, you know, And I really don't think it was anything deep. I was just wondering, I had planned two glasses of wine while I was cooking and I had those. So do you think that your hunger signals are different at different times or different situations? Like I feel like I've clued into them so well. And I was just, I don't know. I didn't expect this to crop up as a problem 3 months in when I've been having so much success, you know?
Well, yeah. And sorry about the coughing.
No, please.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're just going to have days like that where you're just not as hungry. And it's just like it. Yeah. And you're going to have, you know, you're going to have, like, you're going to want to eat. and you're not hungry. Right. And you plan all this food and you're not hungry. Right. So it's just, you know, it depends on, you're a physician, right? Mm-hmm. It I mean, it depends on.
I know.
You should know this, but no, I'm kidding.
I'm neuro. So I was like, I wonder if this is like my neural transmission is affected by the alcohol and I'm not getting my sleep. Like I was really.
Totally overthinking it, right?
Yes.
Way like more than we could ever overthink it. But yeah.
Like so, an unhealthy degree. Yeah.
But it totally just depends. Well, I mean, and when something like that new happens, I mean, you know, yeah, you know, it's totally normal to freak out, but it's just like, yeah, I mean, it depends on whether you've exercised, whether you've, you know, how much sleep you had the night before, or, you know, it just, there's so many.
That's true.
Play.
And I really have been trying to increase my water. So maybe that was just.
Yeah.
Who knows? All right.
But it's all about what you make it mean, right? It's like.
Yeah.
And you were making it mean like I don't get to eat, right? Like I don't.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And then, so what could you think about it instead?
That I'm going to get hungry at some point, just like every other day, and it will still be there.
It will still be there. And you have all this awesome food to eat, right? Didn't you say?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so like, oh, that's more food for me later. Yeah. I mean, in terms of like, it'll last longer because I just was hungry tonight.
And things are always better when you reheat them.
Right. Well, yeah, I agree. Some people like think the total opposite.
Yeah,
I agree.
They're wrong.
They're totally wrong. Yeah. But yeah, so it's like, and then on a bigger level, it's like, oh, maybe there's more to life than food. Right. And maybe, and like, maybe I need to look at my life and say, okay, you know, it's great that I have all this food that I love to eat, but you know, I'm still just responding to my body when it needs fuel. And right. I have other things to spend my time on and other things to give me, you know, the feelings that food, you know, has given me in the past in terms of joy and relief, relief from boredom and things like that. It's like, oh, what else could I spend my time on? So,
and I've made so many leaps and bounds since the last time I've talked to you and Kathy about just not unrealistically planning my work evenings where I'm like, think I'm going to write a paper after 12 hours of surgery, which is like total bullshit. Right. So just coming home and enjoying that time. And so I do feel like I've gotten away from using eating as a, you know, the antidote to overwhelm is action, you know, kind of a just doing something thing. So I don't know. I just felt so silly about it. And then I didn't want to like miss out on a deeper meaning or something, but you're right. And I guess each of these things hits us at different times.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like
what you're already
kind of that toddler brain kind of comes out of the blue sometimes and surprises you. But yeah, I mean, but you definitely want to take the opportunity to learn from it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And you know, and not beat yourself up and just say, oh, okay, here was a learning opportunity for me, and you know, I'll keep on going, and it may not happen again for another, you know, few months or whatever. You never know. So
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
Love
Thanks,
it.
Betsy.
All right.
Okay.
Cool. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Okay. Sorry about the coughing, y'all. I told everybody that they were about to get coached and then they lowered their hand down. What's up with that? So, okay. Jennifer and Jamie, you still have your hand up. So, y'all will be up, and then we have a bunch of questions to answer too. So, hey, you'll have to do join audio on your screen there. You see it? I don't hear you yet. Should be down at the bottom left. Then coming up. There you are. Let's see. You may, or do you have your headphones in? Like, I don't know if that makes any difference. Say something real quick. You say something? I thought maybe I heard her very faintly. Okay, Jennifer, I'm going to take you out and see if you can check your settings for Zoom. Okay. Okay. And then you can just raise your hand again. If she will go back out. Oh, wait, you're back again. Okay. I still can't hear you. You say something? Okay, I'm going to take you back out again. And then you can look in your settings if... Oh, well, that's not working. Yeah, maybe take the headphones off. Okay, Jennifer, I'm going to check your settings and stuff, and there's some things in comments, and then you can raise your hand again once you can get that figured out. Okay, Jamie, you're up. See if we can get you to work. Hey. Let's see. Are you there? Yeah, I think you got to go into settings and change microphone permissions for Zoom. Some of y'all need to do that if you're new. Well, that's weird. Jamie's hand is up again. Okay, Jamie, I'm going to take you out too. If that will work. This is weird. Okay. And it's like I can't change people's roles to attendee. Well, in the meantime, I'll answer a few questions. How about that? Raina, how do I reconcile a realistic plan with big-ass action of doing what I, with big-ass action of doing what I don't want to do? Let's see. I'm not sure. I think you're just saying, how do I do what I don't want to do? And I was talking with Amaka about compelling reason, and that's a lesson that's coming up in a couple modules away on No BS. But it's really, you know, when you find that you have a time where there's something that you don't want to do, such as follow a plan, then that's when you revisit the reason that you really want to lose weight. And again, it's not going to make that any easier or less uncomfortable, but you're reminding yourself of why you're choosing to do what you don't want to do sometimes, what you don't feel like doing. And that will eventually get you to the goal that you really want. So it's just really delaying that gratification, right? It's throwing out the instant gratification and bringing in the delayed gratification. Excuse me. So that's what I think you were asking there. Kristen, with the Queen's Club coaching video replays, go ahead and email support@pnptribe.com and Sadie can help you with that. Suzanne has been a groupie since October and she has 17 more to lose. It feels like my hunger scale signals have changed. Is that normal as my weight changes? Absolutely, Suzanne. I was just talking with Laura about just your hunger signals change from day to day. They're not exactly the same from day to day. And they're also not the same, as you lose weight. They definitely change over time. So, yeah. So it's just a matter of you just continue listening to your body, and you don't get in any kind of real routine in terms of the amount of food that you eat, because you're always listening to your body. And sometimes that's a larger amount one day and a smaller amount the other day. And it could be exactly the same food, but some days you're just hungrier than others. So be aware of that. Patty says she just joined and she just got back from 10 days in Europe. Awesome. She downloaded parental materials, watched all the orientation videos. Sorry, y'all. Did her measurements, download a podcast, and she's here. I'm exhausted. Is this enough for today? Yes, Patty. You have done enough. Absolutely. So, yeah. And then you all got an email today. The newbies got an email today, by the way, about the next module that you're going to start after orientation is called Fresh Start. And you can just do that for next week. So, you're right on time. Kim, the book that I have that has the thoughts I'm talking about is it's not a book that's available for to buy, for y'all to buy, but just the thoughts that I talked about in with Leah, those are a lot of the thoughts that are in that book. I wrote in asking for accountability group, but no response. I think that's Anne. Anne, if you want to email support at pnptribe.com and just direct that email to Mary Jo, if you emailed Mary Jo and she didn't respond to you, you can email me and then I'll get it to Mary Jo and make sure that she responds to you. So we've just had so much coming in with new people joining that something may have just happened, but definitely we'll get that to you. There's also a post that goes up in our Facebook group every Tuesday on finding accountability partners. It's kind of like a little speed dating for accountability partners. It's that that thread. So you can look for that as well and search hashtag daily post. Sorry, y'all, the allergies are just getting me. I can't walk outside, y'all. It's just beautiful outside. And then I walk outside and then I can't like breathe and I'm coughing. So yeah, just do that, okay? Support at pnptribe.com. Ivana says, I hesitate from journaling. I do it in my head, but it's so not attractive for me to do it on paper. How can I make myself do it? You just make yourself do it. You set a time on your calendar every day. You can start with 5 minutes. You can start with 10 minutes. And that's the whole point, Ivana, is for you to see it on paper and see how unattractive it is and see how ridiculous some of, you know, your thoughts are. And I say that about my own thoughts, right? In terms of, you know, it is very powerful for us to get our thoughts out on the paper and really see them in black and white, literally, and to see that a lot of them are lies. A lot of them are a lot of negative, just beating ourselves down. A lot of, you know, just really, really a lot of thoughts that are just not helping us. So get that out on paper. Do it. Okay. I'm not in a physical space where I can be coached right now, but what advice can you give for building confidence before an interview? I've taught junior high English for 10 years and applied for high school English jobs, which interview next week. How do I build confidence without any experience in the specific job I'm aiming for? This has been a career goal since I started teaching, but I've always been grade 9. So confidence is a feeling, right? And you all, I'm not sure if you're a newbie or not, but throughout your work here, you'll learn that feelings are produced by thoughts in your mind. And so what you need to do is come up with a thought that you can practice up until your interview that will create confidence for you. And it sounds like it may be something like, I can do anything I put my mind to, you know, let's see. This is my career goal and I'm going to do everything I can to reach it, you know? I'm good enough to reach my career goals. Something like that will create confidence, right? You know, and you can talk about, you can come up with thoughts about your specific experience in terms of the experience you do have teaching. And yeah, and just keep practicing those thoughts. And the other ones are going to come in, right? Like, oh, I don't have any direct experience. There's going to be other people that are more experienced, but you just keep practicing the thought, but I can do this. I can do this. This is what I want for my life and I can do it. So that's what I would encourage you. And just do some journaling and really come up with some thoughts that you can practice. Let's see, Mary, you ask a question, but you're on here. Let me see if we can get you on here to coach. Hey. Have to do the join audio. I can't hear you yet. We'll have to get a really good kind of lesson on how to join the audio. There we go. I think I hear something.
Oh, can you hear me now?
There you are. Okay.
Yep, I'm here.
What did you do exactly?
When did what?
What did you press on exactly to get it to work?
So I went into if you click on the bottom left-hand corner, it'll bring up that sub menu. Mm-hmm. And then there was internet or dial in using your Dell or your audio. And so I just clicked on dial in using your audio.
Okay.
And then, had to unmute it. I also had to go into my settings and turn off my Bluetooth.
Gotcha.
Because I have my Bluetooth headpiece in.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
Kind of.
Oh, it's so pretty back behind you.
Oh, thank you. Live in the mountains.
Yes. All right. So what's up? Are you a newbie?
I am a newbie. I'm actually having a little bit of a hard time hearing you.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I can... I don't know. Maybe my ears aren't working too great this morning.
Okay.
Turn you the other way, maybe.
Okay.
So I am new. I asked two questions in the field. I haven't even done my first 24-hour plan. I find myself kind of terrified to do it because I'm not the nicest to myself. And I deal with a lot of chronic medical conditions that cause a lot of pain. And so I find that when I'm just done dealing with the pain, I distract myself by eating something that activates the pleasure center in your brain. So you right. feel that instead of feeling the pain. Because of that, I'm finding myself more overweight than what I wanted to be. I used to have a really active lifestyle, and because of the medical conditions, I'm not able to be as active as I used to be. And so I guess I struggle with that, but I'm, like I said, I'm also kind of a jerk to myself. So I guess I don't really know where to start and kind of how to get off the fence.
Yeah. And I think for a place for you to start, excuse me, is making the 24-hour plan. I mean, just, you know, making a realistic plan, and that will kind of, you know, start to address the issues in terms of, you know, overeating because of dealing with your pain and stuff like that. So I kind of want to just talk about the 24-hour plan today. So what is, you know, what comes up for you when you think about doing the plan?
Hold on just a second. I think I'm going to have to try to put you on speakerphone or something because okay. I'm having a hard time hearing.
Okay.
Let's see if... Oh, maybe that's...
Can you hear me now? Is that better?
That is so much better.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Yeah. So the 24-hour plan. So when you think about it, about doing it, kind of what thoughts come up for you and kind of what are you saying to yourself?
That I'm not going to want to eat whatever I put on the plan, or it's not going to be available in the house, or, you know, I'm going to be out and about, and so I'm not going to have those things with me. I have three kids. They're four. No, I guess she just turned five last week. So 5, 6, and 7. And my 6-year-old has severe autism. And so I'm always taking him to and from a therapy, or I've got therapists here. And so I have a hard time finding or doing anything for myself. And anytime I try to do something for myself, it seems like somebody else needs something. Mm-hmm. And so I have a hard time even finding the time to get into the kitchen to make something for myself. Or if I do make something, then the kids are trying to eat off my plate. Right. So I guess I'm predicting failure.
Yes, you are. For sure. And I think for you, it's really important for you to make it as realistic as possible. And like, just put down, you could even have some options, right, for each meal in terms of, you know, like if I'm at home, this is what I'm going to have. If I'm out, this is what I'm going to have. You know, if you don't really know what your schedule is going to look like, but just to make it as easy as possible to be able to follow your plan, you know, as closely as you can, but to not make it so, nailed in where if something happens, then you're totally off plan. So do you think that that's doable for you?
I think that it's doable, but as you're saying it, I'm finding myself making more excuses of, you know, well, if I actually take the time to do this and I'm taking time away from my kids, or, you know, even like, I don't want to go mess with the printer to make it print out. I did order a journal last night. I just joined last night. And so I'm wondering, like, why do I keep making the excuses? And when I answer that, it's because I'm afraid of myself.
Yeah. And it sounds like it's time to face your fears of yourself, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how important is this to you?
It's important so that I can actually be active, so that I can be out there with my kids. And
right. Because obviously, I mean, I've learned from you. I mean, your kids are obviously very important to you. But just like Corinne says, right, she did it for herself so that she could be there for Logan.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a hard time.
It's all about, you know, you got to put your oxygen mask on before you can, you know, help your kids, right? And so this is hugely important because it's for you and it's for them. And so every time you hear those excuses come in, I think it's important for you to really have your, I mean, you have three very good compelling reasons, right, to do this. And then it also sounds like you have some health problems that maybe could be improved. Maybe not, but maybe could be improved by this as well.
Good.
Yeah. And so I think it's important for you to write that down and also, but also write down all of your excuses and really weigh the two, right? Is it worth it for me to have to go figure out the printer, for me to be able to be there longer for my kids and maybe to feel better physically and things like that? Probably so. And so your excuses, you know, start, you know, your reasons start to outweigh those excuses.
Yeah.
But it's almost like you need to kind of put them side by side and see them visually.
Yeah.
You know, and not in a way to beat yourself up, not in a way to beat yourself up, right? Just in a way to be really honest with yourself and say, okay, if this is really important to me, then I need to start being honest and saying, I'm not going to listen to these excuses anymore. I'm going to do, you know, my, one of the things I said to myself when I was losing the weight was, I'm going to do it differently this time. You know, I'm not going to half-ass it. I'm not going to quit when things don't go perfectly. And for you, it's how is this time going to be different? You know, how is it really going to work this time?
Giving myself permission to do it for me and to do something for me instead of for them and stop hiding from myself, I think is one of the keys.
Yes. Yes. And I think for you, if you have been hiding from yourself, it's going to be really important for you to start a regular kind of journaling habit, you know, habit or practice, so that when get, because in this process, a lot of things are going to come up for you, you know, that maybe you've been pushing down, right? Yeah, that's, you know, tears are a sign of that, right? And so I think it's important for you to get it all out. And because the more that you push it down, the more that, you're just not going to make any progress.
Okay.
And so, I mean, you're just at the beginning of a really, really important journey for you and your family. So I'm so proud of you for joining just yesterday. That's amazing. And I want you to keep reaching out as you go through this process. Okay.
Real quick, what do you recommend for, like when I'm so tired of dealing with the pain that I don't want to feel it anymore. So I eat so that my brain will focus on that.
Yeah. So there is a call that Corinne did, several weeks ago with one of our members about this very thing. And so I'm going to post it in the, Mary, let's see, your last name's Howell.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure that you get that. It was a really powerful call. It was with one of our members who also has chronic pain. And, the way that Corinne coached her was just so powerful. So I'm going to post that too in the replay of this. And so I'll make sure that you see it, make sure that you get the link to that, because it's totally something that you can get support from in the group. There are all kinds of people in our group who are working with pain, and they, you know, they're eating to, you know, to cover up the pain. And so you can definitely get some support from the group in there, but I definitely want you to listen to this coaching call. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. And I'll make sure you get it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Take care. All right. Bye. Okay. Jamie, let's see if we can get you on, because you were trying before. Hey. Let's see. I think maybe I hear you. No. Should say join audio somewhere.
Got it.
Okay.
Yay. I'm like, what am I not seeing?
I know. A little bit of a learning curve on the. They just changed it. We used to be able to unmute you ourselves. We used to be able to, and then they.
Maybe need to go back to that.
I know. Well, Corinne has been complaining to Zoom like ever since they changed it. So hopefully maybe something will change here pretty soon.
But. Yeah, it's throwing me off a little bit.
Yes.
So.
Yes. All right. What's up?
Well, I just joined this week. So
awesome. Welcome.
And I've been following Corinne for like the last year. But I'm just, I feel like I'm stuck at like 200, 199. And I just can't seem to like, and I don't know. I know it's all like very headsy.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think that's it's mental or is it really your food?
I've been really, really headsy just the last couple of days because I've posted a couple things in the group and it's like crickets. I get a couple of responses and that's it. I'm like, okay, I'm feeling like not the cool kid here. And
I think that there's been a little bit of that. And I just think it's just so many of y'all coming in at one time.
Yeah.
So there's just. A lot of posts, but I'm glad you came on here and we'll work on it here. So.
Yep. Well, that's why I'm here. So.
Okay. Good.
I've been following her for the last year and just had a lot of stress in my job. I actually found her right before I got laid off from the job that I was at and then started the new job. She gave me a shout out on my interview. I nailed the interview, got the job, which was good, but it went into, I'm a hospice social worker
I'm a social worker also having my,
really? I went from having 15 patients covering pretty large territory to like 50 patients.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a much larger, I'm just busy. Constantly. I'm working a lot more and it was just the stress sent me down a tunnel and I just went into depression and now I'm on medication, but I get very headsy and I know that's a pattern of mine and that's why I'm here to work on it because being a groupie didn't seem to be enough to break through that. So, but I think part of what I'm worried about is I'm going through, because I'm in the car so much doing all my visits, I'm listening to all of like, you know, going through the no BS, And I'm wondering if I'm going too fast with it. Like, is it possible to be listening to it too much and getting going through it too fast without slowing down the process some of it?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, Corinne talks a lot about, you may have heard her talk a lot about, you know, she takes all these courses and things like that. Mm-hmm. But she takes the courses, she takes notes, and she applies what she learns.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just this, and that's kind of what we call it, passive versus massive action. And right. So passive is just the listening and the consuming of all this information, but you don't really, you know, you're not maybe not doing the worksheets, you're maybe not actually applying what you learn. And so it sounds like maybe you're doing more of that. You may be picking up a few nuggets here and there,
uh-huh.
but the real work is in the worksheet, in the planning, in, you know, really taking time to kind of absorb all the information and actually live it, you know, live
right.
your learning. And so, yeah, right. I think it is possible to go through, but, you know, it may be a matter of going through it all once just to kind of maybe satisfy your curiosity or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then you go back and say, okay, now, I mean, and that's what a lot of people do. I mean, a lot of people go through this, you know, especially no BS over and yeah. over and over again.
And that's what I heard her say is that yeah. you're not going to listen to it just one no. time. So I'm like going, and I'm like, I don't want to stop listening to it because yeah. it's really good. You know, it's really good information. And I might just hear the one nugget that turns yeah. some, you know, clips.
Right.
So, but I am doing the worksheet. I was doing the, creating my protocol.
Yes.
And that's where I got stuck was okay. creating my protocol.
So what did you get stuck on?
I think it's just, it's like a lot. I feel like it's, I don't know. It's because it's so hard to plan. Like I'm doing 24-hour plan that I've been doing consistently, mm-hmm. but I don't know. I think I just, again, I'm kind of a details oriented person. So when I see their example, I feel like I have to kind of follow that to a point. And it's hard for me to like, I mean, can I just do daily food plan, morning, lunch, dinner, and then snacks? Like that's because that's kind of fitting into what I normally do.
Yep. Yeah. It can look whatever, I mean, whatever kind of your food life is, that's uh-huh. kind of the purpose of the protocol. But the other okay. thing is, here's the other thing, because you kind of sound like me in terms of, you know, wanting it to be perfect. Start. And it is a totally like living fluid document.
Yeah.
I have mine. I stuck it like on the front cover of a notebook. And so I can pull it out and add to it. I can scratch things out as I go. And, you know, it is totally changing all the time, depending on like, you know, like, oh, you eat this and you don't feel very good. Well, I need to take that off my protocol. Or maybe I'm going to try not to, you know, have a morning snack or whatever it is. And so I'm going to take that off. And so, yeah, it's totally changing all the time. You know, you don't want to make a ton of changes all the time to it. But, you know, it's certainly not a set, you know, set in stone.
Right.
For any length of time. So, just do it, just get started with it, and mm-hmm. you can always add or take away from it.
Okay. Well, that's what I will do. That'll be okay. my homework for today.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. I want to see it, and I want you to post it in the group if okay. you want to,
okay.
and tag me.
Okay.
And then, I'll be able to see it and I can even give you a little bit of feedback on it or something. But,
okay. Yeah. It's been changing quite a bit lately. Cause I've been trying to, I got so much produce a couple of weeks ago and every time I'm notorious for this, I start a diet, I get produce, I throw it out. I don't eat it, but I did prep this time. Mm-hmm. So Sundays I've been doing prep. I get it all cut up and I throw my bag in and I have tons of fruits and vegetables in my bag. And that's like, I might not get a chance to actually stop and eat lunch.
Yeah.
And so that's the other thing I was getting really headsy about. Like, am I hungry? Am I not hungry? I feel like my stomach, like I feel like I'm hungry. Like I'm totally like second guessing myself. But mm-hmm. I did notice like, because I wasn't stopping and actually eating lunch. I was just kind of noshing on the carrots and probably not enough fat.
Right.
But then I noticed my boss took us out to Olive Garden on Thursday, and I just had soup and salad, a couple of breadsticks, which I had planned. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I am satisfied. This is what satisfying feels like. And then I didn't feel like I needed to eat until dinner time.
Right.
And I was like, okay, so that's how that, you know, if I don't just snack my way through it, even though I'm snacking on vegetables and fruits and stuff, I was not letting myself get too satisfied.
Right. And it's, I mean, and it's still like, it doesn't matter if it's carrot sticks or Cheetos, right? I mean, mm-hmm. it's like, if you don't need to be eating, if you're not physically hungry, you don't need to be yeah. eating. And like, you're just.
Well, in that case, I was hungry. I was just yeah. not like, I wasn't eating a full meal. Like I right. was just. Snapping, I was getting in whatever I could right. visit, you know, from one visit to the next, I'd, you know, eat my bag of carrots or whatever. And yeah. then I was just, and then I'm second guessing myself. Am I still hungry?
Yes.
No, you shouldn't still be hungry because you, you know, you've been eating all of these vegetables. So,
and so when you actually eat a full meal and you get to satisfied, it's like, oh, okay, well then I'm done thinking about that until,
yeah.
you know, until the next meal. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's a time, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If I can actually get it in, but that's been the hard part is I'm driving and I'll go to, you know, I do my visits and I might not be done with my visits until 3 o'clock. And I try to take a break and, you know, do lunch when I can, but sometimes it's just, you know, crises after crisis. I mean, I don't say there's really any crisis in hospice, but sometimes there is, you know?
Well, here's the thing. So, well, you're a newbie, so I'm going to be nice to you. I'm not going to just total bullshit on you, but we actually did a little experiment a while ago about how long it takes to eat a meal.
Okay.
And it's literally like 7 minutes or something like that. I mean, there was like no one that went any longer than 10 minutes.
Yep.
So I bet you can find,
yep.
seven, you know, 7 minutes. You know, obviously you got to put it together or whatever. And yeah. I mean, but it's like, I mean, just think about that. Think about, is that,
well, I think I need to get better about bringing something that I can actually like making myself a sandwich. Cause that I can eat and that would have, so I think by doing the protocol, I'll be able to have enough of the components of an actual meal.
Yes.
And I think I'm not having enough. I'm just like, I have like I said, my fruits and vegetables and that's, all I'm throwing in my bag. Maybe
like a whole cooler with you. I mean, you could bring a whole cooler with anything you want in there.
Because usually my visits are at least, you know, 7 minutes apart. So I could eat, you know, on my way to a visit. I do a lot of travel. I mean, it's a lot of driving for my job. So so I use that U8 app.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I use that all the time and I just take pictures of everything and then I go back and track at the end of the day. I'm using the worksheets and everything like that.
Awesome.
So, and then last night we did go out to eat and I definitely like, I'm like going, I feel like I stopped. I left, you know, a bunch of food on the plate, but then like 10 minutes later I was uncomfortable.
Mm.
I was like, well, that I felt fine in the moment,
right.
but 10 minutes later I was like, well, that was like to a four.
Right.
And that's
going to happen, right? And that is like required. You have to go past your two to know what your two is.
Right.
And you also, but I think for you especially, you know, you want to practice eating undistracted. You want to practice eating slower. If possible, not while you're driving, but actually like pulling over and eating.
Yeah.
Taking the 7 minutes to actually just sit and eat. And yeah, and we're not talking about listening to podcasts and all that kind of stuff, or, you know, even the course or anything, right? I mean, it's really focusing on, because that's how you learn to really pay attention to your body and to stop when you're at satisfied.
Yeah. Well, and that's definitely not something that I'm doing. Right. I'm always distracted when I'm eating. Always.
So that is something you can put on your protocol that you're going to practice doing.
Okay.
You know, not every meal at first, but just, you know, sometimes you're going to practice eating undistracted, putting your fork down between each bite. Some people
I'm just thinking weekend, that's not going to happen. I got two little boys. But I will try and model it for them so they can see what it looks like.
There you go. So, but I mean, you know, you can eat with them like without, you know, obviously they're distracting, right? But yeah.
Well, when we have family meals, we don't allow the TV to be
on. Right. We don't have TV on and all that. Yeah. So, so that's, I think that's a good kind of habit to build with your kids too, you know, where we eat together. And
that's a big part of, that's the top of my compelling reasons. That's my list right there is a big part of my kids.
Yes.
Cause I don't want to, you know, perpetuate the bad habits. So,
right. So you've got your reason. So that's not, but you can put that up at the top of your protocol, you know, just to remind yourself.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere. Do it. So, all right. Well, you got this. You got it. You're doing great.
Thank you.
All right. I'll look for your protocol.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Let's work on it.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to do some more of these questions here. Let's see. I'll talk to Mary. Okay. Tanya, can you confirm that anytime you exchange something that is off plan but is still healthy, do you do a recovery worksheet? No, you don't have to do a recovery worksheet if you made kind of a healthy substitution, right? Like, for example, the other day, instead of a salad, I did like some chicken and rice, you know, that I had prepped already. So, I mean, I have just like a bunch of options in the fridge that are prepped. And so I just changed it up and that was fine because that was part of my, you know, my prep food. So you don't have to do a recovery worksheet. It's just a very healthy substitution or exchange. Holly, I heard you say something about sitting in the discomfort when you have a craving and analyzing the feelings and thoughts behind it. Typically I have a piece of gum or sugar-free mint to get my cravings to go away. Should I not do that and just sit in the discomfort fully? Or is it okay to have the gum or mint? I mean, the gum or mint is fine, Holly, but I'd encourage you to not have the gum or mint and see what happens, right? I mean, do you really want to have a gum or a mint every time you have an urge to eat for the rest of your life? Probably not. You probably want to build the skill of sitting with some discomfort. And so I answered a question similar to this the other day in Ask Coaches, I believe. Somebody chews like 10, 12 pieces of gum a day because they're, working on handling urges. And I see gum or a mint are, you know, they're not going to maybe cause weight gain, but they're still distracting you from what the real work is, and that is feeling your feelings and listening to your thoughts and things like that. So I would encourage you to try it just from a place of curiosity, right? Chanel, hey there, any tips for finding that tricky plus two other than cutting quantity in advance of the meal? Well, first off, quit calling it that tricky plus two. It is not tricky. And Corinne would say the same thing. She has said the same thing in the past. Seeing it as just writing it out is tricky and thinking of it as tricky. It gets your brain going on, oh, how could this be tricky? Oh, let's have this keep being tricky because you keep calling it tricky, right? So why you could just think of it as, I'm just working on this. Just like Jamie was saying, you know, she found it one day and then the next day she went past it. And that's okay because that's all part of the process of figuring it out. And here's the deal. I'm like 2-3 years into it. I go over my plus two on a regular basis, but I don't make it a big deal. And I just say, oh, okay, let me see what I can learn about this and move on. So, but definitely, let's see, cutting quantity in advance. I don't even know that I'd necessarily cut the quantity in advance. I would just eat very undistracted, no phone, no TV, no podcast, no nothing. Really focus on putting your food down between bites and eating very slowly. And always leaving 2 or 3 bites behind, no matter what. So those are really good ways to find your plus two. And here's the other thing. Sometimes you're going to stop at plus one. And that's okay too, because there's always more food available to you. Gail, sorry y'all, I got to do this cough drop or I'm going to start coughing again. I've noticed that I'm hungry more frequently. It's a little surprising. Not sure if I'm just more aware of my hunger or if I always ate on a schedule before so I didn't feel true hunger pre-PNP or if there's a physiological reason because I'm listening to my body. Is this normal when getting started? Absolutely, Gail. It could be all those reasons, a combination, right? So many of us have not listened to our bodies for so long. And so when we actually wait to get hungry, it's kind of we can see hunger as an emergency, right? And it's never an emergency. And Gail, you're doing exactly right. Your questions can go in here, and then the chat is for chatting amongst yourselves. I might see a few little things, but I'm not going to see everything in the chat. Mary, thinking about eating makes me feel physically sick. I don't eat during the day, and then, sorry, y'all, and then it's 7 to 10 at night. I overeat. How can I force myself to eat even when I don't want to emotionally? Hold on just a second, y'all. Let me get some water. Sorry, y'all. Okay. Hopefully that'll last me. Thinking about eating makes me feel physically sick. I don't eat during the day, and then at 7 to 10 at night, I overeat. If you're feeling physically hungry, Mary, I would just practice eating, when you're physically hungry, because if you're overeating at night, it means you're probably not eating enough during the day, or you might, I mean, not necessarily, but it might be. So, and you don't even have to eat a full meal, but just when you get physically hungry, eat a little something and see how you feel, just play around with it. And then that may cut back on those overeats at night. Let's see. Well, that was just a really nice comment. Thank you. Let's see. Mary, I work at a candy company and we have free candy and ice cream. 24 hours a day, 5 days a week. Every day my team goes downstairs for ice cream at 3:30, me included. How do I break this habit? You go downstairs and you do not have ice cream. And it is going to be weird at first. It's going to be uncomfortable, but you're just saying, you know what? When people ask you why you're not having ice cream, you say, well, it's not on my plan today. And they may look at you funny, they may not, but eventually they'll quit asking, right? But you just ask yourself, how important is it to you? Is the ice cream more important than your goals? Then, you know, I equate this to a bar I used to go to every week, and I never thought that I could ever walk in that place and not drink. And then I finally decided that my goals are more important than having this, you know, having beers every Thursday night. And so the first time I decided to go in and not drink, it was super uncomfortable. It was super weird, but I did it anyway. And then I walked out of there and I was like, I'm a freaking badass. I did this. I can really change my life. And so that's the work for you to do. Mary, you said you just joined. Do we start the 24-hour plan officially on Monday? There's no official starting time. You can start the 24-hour plan whenever you want. Some folks joined back on Tuesday, and they've been doing it since then or even before. So totally up to you. Sunshine. I'm so accustomed to eating by the clock as I was brought up this way. Do you have any ideas how to break out of this habit? I have really weird work schedules, such as during the week I work 6:45 to 4, and on the weekends I work 7 to 3. Yikes. That's not weird. I mean, that's not a super weird schedule. So, I mean, we have people who work, you know, from midnight to 8 or, you know, night shifts and things like that too. And it's all about, you know, kind of adjusting what you have going on with your schedule to listening to your body, right? And some of our shift workers, some of our nurses and teachers, they really only have specific times of day that they can eat. And so they have kind of adjusted their food. They played around with it for a while. There's no straight answer for any of it in terms of you just have to figure out what works for you. But sometimes they maybe aren't at a full negative two when they eat, but they just always eat enough to get to plus two. You know, maybe say their lunch is at like 11. Well, then they just eat their plus two at 11 and they go on, and maybe they sit and, you know, they have some hunger in the afternoon, but they know that they'll, you know, when they get done with their work, then they will be able to go home and have another meal. So it's just a matter of playing with it and not seeing it as, you know, a big thing, as a big issue. It's just seeing it as something that you've got to figure out and you got to play around with, and we're here to support you. So, so just kind of start off now with where you are in terms of when you eat meals now, and just start eating those meals to your plus two. Keep practicing that plus two, and then just quit seeing your work schedule as weird, because that just doesn't help you any, right? That makes things hard, seem harder. And we all have things that we're dealing with. Some of us have kids, some of us have, you know, all these things, right? But that's not an excuse to not figure it out. So, okay, Kathy, finally. Great question. So will this call be available later? Yes, this entire call is recorded. And so it will be up on pnptribe.com. You go to video replays, which is up at the top. One of the, I'm looking at it right now, I'm clicking on it. And then you go to latest recordings. There's a bunch of little blue boxes you can click on, and they're all different categories of calls, right? And you'll go to latest recordings, and then they're all by date. And so you will just look for today's date, and it'll say Coaching with Betsy for 6/19. And then you can watch the whole thing. You can fast forward. And then it's also available in the private member podcast within 24 hours. It's not immediately up right now, but it'll go up within the next 24 hours. Yes. Okay. Another question. Do you have a specific video that goes through exactly how you fill out the 24-hour plan? I'm a newbie. Some of the information on the form hasn't been explained yet, so I'm confused as to how to fill out the entire plan. So you're not supposed to be filling out the entire plan yet. There are a few things on there that we haven't gotten to yet, like the question of the day, the four circles, and that may be it for the 24-hour plan. But both of those are covered in future No BS modules. So just don't worry about those. And in the goals up at the top, you can fill those out or you don't have to. So, you know, really kind of check your rules and your perfectionism. And I say that from experience. You know, I want everything to be filled out perfectly, right? Well, you're just not there yet. And you're not ready to be there yet. And so just fill out what you know to fill out, which is the food section of what you're planning to eat, and then the assessment section. And then you can answer those questions on the assessment page as well. So again, you'll get to those, to the other parts later on. So just don't worry about them for now. But there is a module, the 24-hour plan module is in the Fresh Start. 24-hour plan unit is in the Fresh Start module of No BS, which is the module that y'all are covering this next week. And you should have received an email this morning about Fresh Start. Okay. Okay, let's see if there's any other, let me look in the chat here real quick. Somebody works 30-hour shifts. You have to blow past your two in order to find it. Oh, here's a good tip on eating mindfully. Go to the bathroom at the halfway point and wash your hands. It slows you down, right? A lot of us just shovel it in, and I know I tend to do that sometimes. So, Mary, I'm not sure about the comments. You should be able to see most of the comments. Um, Yes, on the replay, I will put the coaching call up for Mary specifically with I'm trying to remember her name. Maya. Her name is Maya, and she has a back condition, and it's just an amazing coaching call. So I definitely will post that in the replay on the website, and you'll be able to see that link to that coaching call in there. So everybody will be able to see it. Let's see. So I will not be sending out the link to you all personally. You will just see it on the website under the replay of this video. Okay. All right. Oh, and here's the other thing. So all of the questions I'm reading here are from the Q&A. Y'all don't see the Q&A. The chat is a separate thing. So I only see the Q&A. So if that's kind of confusing for y'all. So, okay. Anything else? I was going to do a little demonstration of the podcast, downloading the podcast. Let me just see if I can do that really quick for those of y'all who want to know how to do it. And I'm going to do it through iTunes and my computer. So let me share my screen here. And y'all can see, so this is iTunes. This is my iTunes that I have up here. And so this is the way to do it on your computer. I'm also going to do it through my phone later and record that, and then I'll be posting that up on the website. But what you do is you go up to File and over to Subscribe to Podcast. And then you type in the URL that you see when you go to the website and you go under the Private Member Podcast link. And so you will type in, let's say you wanted to do the No BS Podcast. So you go here, I'm just cutting and pasting and putting that in there. So do you all see that this is, you know, this is the feed for the podcast, right? And it's really important that you for sure put HTTPS at the end. You have to include the S plus the colon plus two slashes. It has to be exactly like this for it to work. And then you type in that feed and then you do okay. And there it shows up. So I just want to let you all know that that's how it works in terms of on the desktop and then also on the phone. That's how you do it in terms of adding your URL. You have to type it in exactly as it is on the website. So let's see. Somebody said they sent. And for Android, Rochelle, it is similar as far as I know, but just post in the Facebook group if you have any issues. Because we have some Android users. The vast majority of our members are iPhone users. But if you have any Android questions, just post them in the Facebook, or you can also email support@pnptribe.com. I use the Tribe Planner. I use the, here it is, right here on my desk. Ta-da! Use the Tribe Planner for my food. And then I use what I call, I mentioned it earlier, it's called the Michael Hyatt Full Focus Planner. And I'll post information about that in the coaching call as well. So, yeah, that's what I use for my work stuff and to kind of plan out my day like I was working with Leah on. So, all right, guys, I'm going to go and save the rest of my voice for today. Since I had so many, since I had such coughing fits today. Sorry about that, y'all. It's just the allergies going on. So, all right. So, if this was some of y'all's first, if this is your first coaching call, so you kind of know how it goes, and I want one that some of you all to next time to raise your hand and get coached, because I'm not scary. I promise I won't bite. And it was so much fun to be on here with y'all today, and for a lot of you all to see how this works. And I'm always for you all here in the tribe. I'm in the Facebook group. I'm in Ask Coaches. Kathy and I do these calls twice a week. So that's why we're here. We're here to help you all. So I just am so excited to have so many new members, and welcome everyone. And then you can look for this replay coming up within the next 24 hours. Okay? Y'all have a great rest of your day. Oh, and don't forget, y'all, we have at noon Central Time tomorrow, we have another Zoom. So it's just like this. It's the same number, everything. Get back on Zoom tomorrow at noon with Corinne. And it's our kickoff Q&A for our new members. So you'll be able to ask any more questions you have, listen to other folks' questions, and just get started with everything. So, and I'll be on too. So I'll see y'all there tomorrow. Okay? Bye.